This is East County Magazine's Tribal Beat, bringing you news for and about our region's Native American communities. This is Leon Thompson with East County Magazine, and today our very special guest is Wynn Walker. Again, she was one of our very first interviews, and they made some beautiful music at our former studio, and she's with us here today. She has a special event coming up because she's been nominated for a Grammy.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Oh, Awani. Our group, Wynn Walker and the MCW. Our CD name is Generations, and we are in Regional Roots category number 51 for the Grammys this year. We have been nominated in that category.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so very much. I'm
and
so
you're the
excited.
Wynn Walker and MCW, which is Multicultural Women.
Yes.
And the cover of your CD shows four gorgeous Native American women. It's beautiful.
Thank you. We're also different multicultural. We also have
Sheikah,
and we are honoring my nation's songs, which is the Mi'kmaq, the Cherokee, and the Lenape. Mm-hmm. And we also have a very special, which you heard a little insert today in the beginning, was our bonus track. Our bonus track is called Prairie Road's Journey, and it's all about journey of life and your own roads that you proceed to take. And also know and honor that, because you're here for a story and a journey to make all the better, no matter where you go. So with this CD, that's what we're doing. We are multicultural. There's Chickasaw. There's, like I said, Mexica. There's all different, and even just right down San Diego born. And all we're doing is we're honoring all the songs, the traditional old songs, and we do have some of our originals on there.
And I noticed that on this Prairie Road's Journey, you wrote the words and the music, and there's a steel guitar. And did I hear a harmonica in there?
Yes.
Talk about multicultural. You got the cowboys and the Indians.
Yes, that's what I did. Paul Woroff, who is the owner and wonderful, wonderful producer of Big Fish Studios in Encinitas, California, here, where we did this recording, and we have much more to do. We're going back in January this month to finish up some more CDs. I asked him if he wanted to be on this project, knowing that all our proceeds, 100% of our proceeds of these CDs, go to children all over the world. And so he sat down, and he went into his own studio. And he wrote this beautiful, beautiful piece with the folk guitar and the steel. And then I was sitting and listening, and we were funny because we've been working all day long. And as we were working all day long, he just pulled it out in like 30 seconds or 1 minute or 2 minute and 34 seconds. And I looked it out in my group and I said, we're not going back in recording. This was like immense and crazy. It was beautiful. Then I said, what am I going to do with this beautiful music? So I was actually driving down Route 5, which everyone knows it's pretty, and that gets really, really wide and big, and all more cars and more colors were coming. And I realized everyone's on a journey. Everyone is on a journey somewhere, and they all have to get there safe and happy, no matter what. So I started singing to it, and that's when it came up with the original songs of the Ways and Yahs, which is also prayer or vocables, we call them. And we put it together, and then another dear musician, a local musician, his name is Dino, he put in the harp on it, because
wonderful.
I wanted it to, yeah. So, and also the drum, my sister Loyal Bear, who is the beautiful, another beautiful woman on the CD, she also does the drum every 8 beats, which is the 36-inch cedar drum with
Elkhide. Now, you played that drum for us.
Yes,
I did. You guys
played
that drum for us, and it was thunderous, and it was the reflection of our heartbeats, and it stayed with me. It always has.
Oh, well, Wanishi, Wado, thank you so very much, because that's what we're about. We're all about education and keeping up traditions. No matter who you are, where you come from, if you honor and respect everything that you do, and you have the heartbeat of the drum, which is the heartbeat of all, circle of life. Everything that is alive has a heartbeat.
Yes, and when I was young, we went to the powwows, and that's what they told me. My grandfather told me that that beat, everybody's heart eventually is synced to that drummer at the powwows. So tell me about number four, the reunion.
Oh, number four. That was an amazing, amazing song. It consists of a small little bird flute, which my sister Loyal Bear, Karen Loyal Bear, is playing, and I'm playing a regular single flute, but we're both in A. And we had this vision of reunion. And how can we do a reunion of people and loves and friendships through the wind instrument?
Well, let's hear a little bit of that.
Oh, I would love to hear it. Thank you.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Oh, thank you so very, very much. Now, did that bring you on your reunion?
Yes. You know, the funny thing is we just had our 50th class reunion.
Wonderful.
So, another song that caught my eye was Mother's Heartbeat, because I've been reading so much about the powerful Cherokee women, the power from the Native women of America, so many great Native American leaders.
Yes.
And when I saw that, I saw Mother's Heartbeat. You know, that's why the women in Native American society are running things.
Yes.
Because that's the way it should be. And I've
Thank
always
you.
Felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, tell me about Mother's Heartbeat.
Mother's Heartbeat. Mother's Heartbeat is another original that is written with the heartbeat of the drum and a drone flute. That's also made here locally from a beautiful flute maker.
What's a drone flute?
A drone flute is a double flute. And I brought it here today to show you.
Can you play something?
I would love to. Let's hear a little bit of number seven, and then I would love to play some of that drone so you may hear it live. And it'll be your song. Everyone listening and everyone in this room. If you think of, while the insert is being played, if you can stop and think of something that's the most beautiful that has changed your life, and just think it. And while you're thinking, I'm going to pick that up and then play a song that's going to be your original song.
Okay, so here's a little bit of Mother's Heartbeat. Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you so very, very much. Thank you.
So we're thinking good, positive, beautiful thoughts.
Yes.
Happy thoughts.
Yes.
And we're about to hear a drone flute.
Yes. Thank you. Your song.
So as a medicine woman, how did you get into music?
Oh, that's wonderful. My medicine comes from my grandmother's side and my mother's side. I'm generational. You know, I say that I'm third generation because of many different situations. Matter of fact, I'm many generations. And I have also taught my children who are going to be the generational also. But my father was a Cherokee drummer. And he also taught us. We were always raised with powwows and music, all different kinds of genres of music. And I was really, really drawn to the Native, of course. You know, my mother was Mi'kmaq, and my father was Cherokee. And my grandmother taught me all the medicine. My mother was an aromatherapist and an herbalist. I never knew a medication. You know, when people had those little pill bottles, said Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know.
Yes.
I had those where they're filled with kelp and cod liver oils and, you know, it was like horrible,
wow.
You know, but it made me very, very healthy and very strong. And she knew that some of us had to pass things on. So here I am. And no matter, I always told her, no matter what I came across, what sticks that come across in the path, I will always, always honor her and respect her and in our ways. Because I need to be taught. So the music also is being lost. Everything, you know, Native American languages, our music, our ceremonies, they're all being lost. And when I go and visit the children and the elders on reservations, and I ask the elders, you know, grandmother, grandfather, what is your desire for the young? And they'll say, I wish they would know their language and keep up their traditions. They're being lost. So right now, 75% of Native American children is suicidal. And we have lost that. That's a big, big percentage. Mm. So I also work with teenage suicide prevention about that. It's all about we have to bring hope to the young and never, ever give up the old traditions. Never, ever give up the old traditions.
Tell me about this charity for the children.
We work with the young, and we also work with the homeless, which we call them earthwalkers, because what we're trying to do is they are our future. That's not an original saying, but it has to be said more often, much more often, because people aren't listening anymore. So no matter what, I promised my grandmother that I would keep up the traditions. I would always save and help the young. And I love children. I have raised a lot of children, and I've had 3 birth children and some beautiful stepchildren. We raised them together. I was so blessed by that, and I still am. And now I have a grandchild that is also learning our traditions. And, you know, matter of fact, she's like my little manager. If I forget a word or if I say it, she's like right on it. So she knows the language and the drumming and the rattle. She was just received her first little flute. And her own little drum. We just performed at a charity in Maine for a child, and it's still going on, for an adoption. This beautiful, beautiful girl, Gracie, needs to be adopted in this wonderful family. And we went out there with my daughters. My daughter is on a drum out there called Winds of Change, and it is a mixed drum, so they're keeping up their traditions. Which
your
is
daughter,
phenomenal.
Your daughter danced in Descanso. Was that
well,
your daughter?
Well, that's my other daughter. Yes,
okay.
Both my children. I have an
but
older
she
daughter.
She danced the robe dance, right?
She danced the shawl dance. Yeah, the Cherokee shawl dance.
Yes.
That's my youngest daughter. She toured with us all mm-hmm. those years. This is my oldest daughter, who also, when she grew up, and my son also, when they grew up, they also grew up with the Native American culture and the outside culture. They were raised and they were put in public schools. But on the powwows, they danced for the powwows and did traditional drums, singing, and dancing. And now she's back into it and teaching her daughter. So it was phenomenal to see. So we were out there and we used their drum, and I performed. We raised $2,500 for this family, and they actually need some more at all times right now, because raising or adopting a child for the cause is like $18,000 nowadays.
Oh, my.
Yeah, for the court costs, for the lawyer costs, things like that. Gracie's 18 months old, and so she needs to go to this family.
Where can we find more information about your music? And do you have a website?
I do have a website. Our music website is Windwalker and the, capital M, capital C, and capital W. Windwalker and the MCW. And you can see all our music and everything that we've been doing there. Oh my goodness, the photo of our album, of our CD, Generations. Our sponsor was the Wild Horse Mustang Horse Sanctuary in Black Hills, South Dakota.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of wild horses. Is this?
That's it.
That's the oh my goodness.
That's only one herd. About the Black Hills Wild Horse Sanctuary, they are one of our sponsors, one of our biggest sponsors. They really believe in culture. They actually even have a Sundance there every year for the Lakota on the land, on the property, with all honor. And Tom Cook, who is Iroquois, comes out and runs that. He's a phenomenal grandfather who believes in sharing the cultures also, just like we do. And Dayton Hyde is the owner, and Susan Watt is the director. And our producer, Carla LaRive, is the head director of all the sanctuary. And another nice surprise is coming up with the CD and the pictures inside, which, yes, they are the Wild Mustang. And, yes, I did get to be with them. The last song, Prairie Road's Journey, we just traveled 8 states with our drum, and we filmed with our videographer and another producer, Christopher Crosby. With him, we picked him up in Port Townsend, Washington, took a ferry ride to Seattle. It was wonderful, and traveled all these states and filmed. We ended up filming at the Wild Horse Sanctuary, and all, of course, along the way. But Christopher Crosby is working on it as we speak to have this beautiful, beautiful video of this song. And mainly the video that you do see are the wild horses and the set from Crazy Horse.
The movie?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I got to actually be on that set, that old set, and film it. It was incredible, incredible. The journey was just amazing, amazing. And I just want to thank Dayton Hyde and Susan Watt and Carla LaRive and Christopher Crosby. And, you know, and our group is Dana and Carly and Karen Spirit Bear and myself. And all the other producers that are here, and all the love and the care of all our fans and friends and family that believe in us.
Wow, I'd really like to see the video.
Oh, thank you so much. We had such a blast. I love the transformation of me being, it's like country boy and country girl and Indian. And you can picture almost like a 1930 old truck, you know, with an old cowboy picking up a Native American and going, where are you going on your journey? And it's all about that. It's all about your own journey in life. And it's just incredible in how the transformation of when you see it, where I'm in like country western clothes, and I'm actually wearing my sister's boots, and they were size big, so bigger than I am, so it's even funnier. But they worked all the way up to my sister and I on the top. Took about 45 minutes crossing over the Cheyenne River and up these mountains and looking down where there's nothing on the side of us. And thank goodness Carla is just driving it and Christopher were driving it. And we got up to the top of this wild horse sanctuary where these Mustangs do not see humans very often, because they do. You know, they are a family-run business where they have, you can go there and have tours to see the wild Mustangs. And you can look it up at Wild Mustangs. The Black Hills Wild Horse Sanctuary. But there is some that are really, really so wild, they very rarely see humans unless something goes wrong. And we went up there with them, and we got to do ceremony, and we got to also do it, and we're in full regalia from there on. And in this full regalia with the drum and smudging and just having this beautiful moment with the wild horses and our traditions and keeping up and honoring the traditions. And I'm so pleased that our group honors these songs, because the other songs on the CD are traditional songs from the Mi'kmaq, the Lenape, and the Cherokee that were passed down.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have two questions for you now.
Absolutely.
One, I want you to, if you could speak a little bit more about the charity with the Children in the Arts. And do you have a website for that?
It's the Arts Institute for Children. You can look that up. And Sam is the owner and the co-founder of this, and it's out of L.A. And also he is signing up with another wonderful man in New York as we speak. And all proceeds of this charity go to children all over the world. Windwalker and the MCW Group just donated quite a bit of money to children in India for school supplies and art supplies. We also give
Indians.
Right? Indians help Indians. We're all related. You know, my grandma had a saying, if we'd sit in a place and watch like a park, you know, and we'd sit there and she'd say, oh, if that little boy fell down and scraped his knee and he bled, he'd bleed red. Oh, that woman with fiery red hair, I bet she's Irish. If she cut her finger and she bled, she'd bleed red. You know, you have to realize we're all related and we all are native in some way. So, you know, this is all, it's just wonderful. So the Arts for Institute is amazing. We also buy djembe and we buy instruments for the children, whatever they need, whatever they need. We also work with the Earthwalkers, the homeless children. So it's wonderful there. A lot of times when I go to Ocean Beach, or everyone knows it as OB, I always bring extra food. And I also bring dog food and cat food. Because, yeah, a lot of people, when you go there, you know, that's just a kind of nice thing to do. We're also going to be starting working with the Monarch School of the Homeless Children.
It's a shame that it has to even be him.
Homeless children. I know. That's why we call them Earthwalkers. I was actually told that by a man who came up to me at the beach. And he said, excuse me, ma'am, do you have any extra food? And I said, sure. And he said, well, I want to trade these oils. I said, no, I'll give you the food. I'd love to give you the food. He said, no, but I'd like to trade. And I said, but I really, I bring extra food. And I was a little proud. I was happy to say this. I was excited to him. And I said, oh, well, I work with the homeless children. And I tell him, he said, ma'am, I'm not homeless. Earth is my home.
And unfortunately, it's the only home they have at the time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But he said, but thank you. And I did trade him the oils and I did give him the extra food. And he went and he sat over there and he prayed, and then he ate it. And I realized this is his path where he needs to be. Because if he needed more, because I went up to him and I said, well, you know, I can give you socks. And he says, thank you so much. And if I need that, I know your heart and I know where to find you. So,
Windwalker also lives here in Lakeside.
Yes, thank you. I love Little Lakeside. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. And it's called Lakeside because of all the beautiful lakes and the waters that it surrounds us.
Those are natural lakes. And there's we have this unusual animal that lives down there.
Really? Yes, we do. And Miriam got to see it on our property after a healing she had. And that's wonderful. And that was a weasel.
Wow.
That was a weasel. That's amazing. Yeah,
Lakeside weasel.
Mm-hmm. Also, because Windwalker and the MCW were very, very big on healing of the waters.
Yes.
So we go around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we are inner waters. That's what I do with my medicine is I heal your inner waters mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And also, we also go to waters, the outer waters, and we do ceremonies with drum and cornmeal and prayer, and we teach this. We just go around and teaching it. And then we have a feast with it, and then we ask people to even do that. I even ask people to start singing beautiful thoughts into their water before they drink it.
Good idea.
Yeah. Try it. Here's an experiment. Take a sip of water, wherever it's from, a bottle or a glass, and then sing into it. I don't care if you can't sing well. Just sing into it with happy thoughts, and then drink it again, and get back to us and see if you see a difference.
Huh. One more thing.
Yes.
Is there anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to talk about?
We're working on 3 more CDs. One is a children's CD.
Oh.
I'm also doing some songs for a speech impediment because when I was a child, I actually had a stuttering problem.
Mm.
And because I wanted to speak too fast, and apparently that's New England anyhow.
Mm.
and I have children on the children's CD. We also have some other friends of ours that are on a CD, and I also wrote a song that is about a friend of mine who journeyed on my birthday, and it's a little bluesy.
Mm.
I wrote it for her, and her name is Amber, and it was a wonderful song that's being released. And also, I'm going to be releasing two cover songs, an old song of Summertime. Remember that old song, that old Summertime, When Living Is Easy?
Uh-huh.
Well, I changed the words to kind of make it a little more personal because I actually want it to be sung at my eulogy because I am Wind Walker. And I actually say in it, cat fisher jumping, because instead of just saying fisher jumping, because if it's really good day of cat fisher jumping because they're ground feeders.
Yes.
So there's a reason to my madness.
Yes.
And also an old Barbra Streisand song. An old Barbra Streisand song from the movie Star is Born, and it's called Queen Bee, and it's all about women empowerment.
Oh, I got to hear that one.
Oh, and it's incredible. It's incredible. We're going to also do a music video on that at Queen Bee's Cultural Center in North Park. Alma is the owner of Queen Bee's Cultural Center. So, yeah, be looking for
that.
Well,
we'll look forward to that.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
it's
you.
Wonderful to have you here, have you back. Wind Walker and the Multicultural Women. And you can find that on the internet. We wish you the best of luck at the Grammys. Come back as a Grammy winner, and we'll do this again.
I would love to. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And blessings to all.